the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. The OTAs continue with a couple of sessions left here in One Bills Drive. And joining us in studio, getting ready for his eighth season in the National Football League, Bills defensive end Mario Williams. Thank you very much for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Been a while since we had you in here. And I was thinking today, when I think back on these OTAs and the voluntary workouts, if you've missed one, I haven't noticed it. You've been here pretty much religiously since these workouts began, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here, you know, and this point in the season, you know, it's very important to be out there and being in the mix of everything. You know, we're installing new stuff, and obviously we have new coaches. We have a lot of new players, and it's important to be in the mix.
You know, one of the things that this new coaching staff has stressed, and they painted it on the walls around the building, it says play like a Bill. It says practice like a Bill, the last thing you see when you leave the locker room to go out to the field house. What does that mean to you?
You know, it shows that, you know, for one, they're coming in, and they're definitely trying to change the mentality that's here, you know, with everything that's going on from, you know, just new coaches, new faces. But, you know, they want to start everything off, you know, the right way, a positive way, a different way. And play like a Bill is simply, you know, showing the determination, the motivation, the being dependable, toughness. You know, it's just all those things that we basically look at to say, you know, for you to be on the field, you got to play like a Bill.
You know, because it's kind of like a startup situation, isn't it? It's kind of because there's no recent history of what it means, really, to play like a Bill. This franchise hasn't been in the playoffs in 13 years, and it's you've got to feel like you're in on the ground floor with the culture change here.
Definitely. You know, and that's great. That's what they want, you know, for us to have a shock. You know, everybody else from the outside, you know, is going to say same old Bills, but, you know, coming from inside out, from the coaches, management, everything, you know, they want to change it. They want the whole mentality to be different because, like you said, it hasn't been that way here.
New coaching staff came in about the second week of January or so. Mike Patton, a defensive coordinator. Tell me about your first exposure to Patton, maybe some of the first things he talked to you about, even if it was on the phone way back in the middle of the winter.
You know, first, it's pretty much just, you know, saying hello, just meet and greet, and basically just talking about how excited he was. I told him how excited I was to be, you know, in this situation as well. Just knowing the defense. I mean, the defense that we're running is just, you know, I've had a taste of it in the past, and I know coming from that this defense is definitely the same level, same mentality. It's attacking, you know, defense and still be able to cover. So, I mean, I was just extremely excited. And I kind of went on the radar, I guess, because, you know, now that I'm basically going back to a linebacker and defensive end, nobody really say anything about it this time.
So yeah, I'm going to ask you about that. I'm going to find out what you say about that. Well, that's the thing. Where did you have a taste of this defense before? Where did you feel
Wade
like you
Phillips.
Were underway? But Wade, when he was here anyway, and maybe he's doing it differently now, he played kind of a traditional 3-4, but no. It evolved when he was in Houston?
Yeah, well, I guess so, because it's not – no, it's definitely
totally
not traditional.
Different. And there was a perception when you came here to Buffalo, Mario, a couple of years ago now, that you weren't happy in that Wade Phillips 3-4 defense. Was that incorrect? I mean, some people thought
–
well, I mean, it was written and said that you'd be happier here not playing in a 3-4. Not the case?
I don't know who said that.
Okay. All right.
I mean, because both defenses, you're not just outside linebacker. You play defensive end.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about it, because you got a variety of everything. It doesn't matter. I mean, you could be a defensive end. You could be a three technique nose. You could be Will, Sam, X. You could be anywhere in these defenses.
How would you describe your position here? If somebody asked you, what position do you play for this Bills defense?
I don't have one.
Can you do a little better than that?
Defensive
end / linebacker?
I mean, I guess if I were to be labeled, I guess, you know, they're going to label me as a defensive end because of my size, but I can honestly say I don't have one.
Mike Patton was on our show last night, and he talked about how versatility like yours is a fundamental part of this Buffalo Bills defense. Can we play? Yeah, let's play the soundbite. I want you to think about this and hear this. This is Mike Patton talking about your role and your versatility in this Bills defense, Mario.
What I don't want to do with Mario is line him up in one spot where teams can kind of draw a bead. Hey, he's always the right defensive end, or he's always the left defensive end. That way they can set formations to help protect. They can chip him with a tight end. They can chip him with a back. We want to get the bullseye off of him and move him around. We want to kind of dictate to teams, if they're going to deal with Mario, that they're going to have to find him first. And I think certainly, like I said, smart enough to handle it, and he's versatile enough to handle it.
That sounds like what you're talking about.
I don't have a position.
You don't have a position. Yeah. he's talked about how I want to get the bullseye off of him. Do you feel like you've had the bullseye on you when you line up in the same spot at defensive end?
Well, you know, I think definitely, you know, teams look at certain situations, and not just saying it's me, but, you know, they're definitely going to do certain things one way or the other, especially if it's working. So, you know, that's one of the things that we definitely look at. So that's why, you know, pretty much like I said, I could be anywhere.
Does that involve dropping into coverage? You see yourself doing some of that?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the time? And are you comfortable doing that?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't say that. I mean, I couldn't put a number on it, but it's not going to be anything that's difficult. But, you know, just to keep it honest,
Safe to say that most of the time in a passing down, your time will be spent rushing the passer, though?
I guess so, but I can't really tell you that information. I don't know.
Because you don't know or you don't want to talk?
I mean, it's something that I just really don't want to put out there.
I got you. Another thing that Mike Patton said when he talked about you on a show last night, he talked about in the classroom, when you guys go in the classroom in the mornings before you get on the field, he said you can almost see Mario in the back of the room making the calls out there to himself. Obviously, you've got his attention, is paying pretty strict attention to what's going on in the classroom.
Well, because I think, you know, you can play a lot faster. It becomes reaction. It'll be a lot easier to react, you know, whenever you know where everybody's supposed to be. You know, it's like playing the Mike linebacker, you know. If something happens, you know, in this form or whatever, formation, you might have help over here, you might have help there or whatever, and you can kind of, you know where you can take a chance, I guess to say.
Was it, I don't want to dwell on last year, but was it difficult for you to play that style of defense where you maybe didn't attack as much and where you were a little more stationary pre-snap than what you might be this year?
Well, I think, you know, if you want to, you know, talking about last year, I think the biggest thing was it was not as much variety, you know, and I think that was the biggest thing. I think a lot of things we did were pretty much, you know, like a piece of paper, you know. Yeah. I mean, it was there.
Vanilla.
Like, this is it, yeah. You know, and I can definitely say that's not what's going on this, you know, this time around.
When I hear Patton talk the way he did about you last night, it struck me that this coaching staff is investing a lot of faith in you, a lot of trust in you to move you around, to know that you can handle the different versatile roles, and probably have pretty high expectations for what you're going to accomplish here.
Well, I think because, you know, like I said, I've done it before, and things are working out pretty well. I think they definitely they have faith in me in that situation, and they also know that I want to do it because I like, you know, big guys always want to play little guys positions. Yeah. So
big guys want to run around and
they
play.
Always play little guys positions. So yeah. And being that, you know, if I have the ability to do it, you know, God given talent, then I'm up for it. So
talking with Mario Williams, Bill's defensive player, defensive end / linebacker, I guess we'll call it. Anthony Weaver comes here, former teammate, to be your position coach. Talk about that and the relationship you have with him. He probably is one of a couple of coaches you work with, though.
Yeah, definitely. You know, seeing Anthony back here, we call him Weave. So seeing Weave back here, just like we hear me say Weave, don't think anything crazy. But seeing Weave, you know, in person and being my D-line coach, It's actually motivation, because I know when I played with him how he was, you know, how he was. We called him the technician because he was always, you know, technically sound, and he always relied on his technique. When he got tired, it was just, you know, it was technique, and then just have that motor and get after it, you know. And so I know what to expect because that's how it was when I played with him. I knew how he was. So it's actually motivation for me because I feel like I can't let him down, if anything.
Did you have a sense back when you played with him that he might wind up as a coach?
Yeah, I did. I did. I knew he had, you know, obviously, you know, we all love football. That's why we do it. But I knew he definitely had passion to continue it.
One of the things that strikes observers when you watch these OTAs, watch these workouts, is the up-tempo nature of the practice. The offense is running plays at a pretty fast clip. What does that mean to the defense?
Yeah, they're going so fast that sometimes the offense isn't even set, and the ref don't throw a flag. I don't know why, but I think if anything, it's shocking us, but we need that shock because And not only is it good for us going against teams that are no huddle, but we're going so fast, like I said, it would be a flag on some of the situations, but it's our conditioning. And being able to come back and it's forcing you to get back to the line of scrimmage and be able to verbally communicate what needs to happen or hand signals. So that way we've already been down the road of going rapid fire and have to, you know, be in stressful situations and have to give hand signals or line up quickly, recognize this, pre-snap read. We're having to digest everything a lot faster.
Mario, you spent the third of the season last year dealing with the wrist injury. Is that an issue at all anymore? Do you still feel it, or is there anything you have to do to take care of it?
No, it's fine now, but honestly, I felt it all the way up until right when I was coming back, when we started about working out. But not as bad, obviously, but it was just probably just tight. But it was still bothering me a little bit, you know, like I said, right before we came back. I
want to get your opinion on one of the rookies on defense, because he jumped out at me the last couple of practices. Kiko Alonso, the Mike linebacker. What do you think of him?
You know, I was sitting there thinking earlier today, and now, you know, I'm not saying he is, but because he's a young guy, and he's a lot smaller, but he reminds me of Brian Cushion.
Really?
Yeah. But now he's a lot smaller, now don't get me wrong, because Cushion is, you know, he's a beast. I will give him that. But the kid has instincts like that. I mean, it's one of those where he sees it and goes. So, I mean, he's definitely looking very good. I said the other day when we were in a meeting, I said, you know, that kid is pretty good.
Is
you know?
Cushing as quick as Kiko or quicker even?
I couldn't really put a finger on it, but, I mean, Cush is different.
Yeah.
Can't really, you know, he's just a different animal, but just saying, you know, from Kiko coming in and being a young kid, he just resembles some of the things that Brian Cushion did.
Off season, you graduated from the Lone Star Law Enforcement Academy in Texas. Talk about that, what that meant to you, and how much work went into that.
Man, it was a tremendous amount of work. I mean, especially whenever we started going over the playbook and stuff here, and then I had to deal with that and that. Going through all that law lingo, and I'm so glad it's over with. I mean, it's one of those things that I was extremely excited after it happened, because that was a lot of work. That seemed like, you know, a whole year of school, like, just crammed. And, I mean, it was pretty stressful, but...
How long did that take?
Well, it's supposed to be 6 months, and I actually did it in a condensed time frame. I couldn't really say exact day-to-day, but it was 4-month period, I think.
Wow.
I mean, it was from the very beginning of the year. And, man, it was, you know, study after study, test after test, and it was a load.
You are a licensed peace officer in the state of Texas. You could get a job if you applied for, a sheriff's deputy in Texas or a police officer, right?
Well, it could be anything. It could, well, actually, it is something, but I'm not.
You got something in mind? You got a job on the line?
I don't know, maybe. But well, now the only reason why I did it, you know, everybody always talks about, you know, what are you going to do when you're doing football? What is your plan B? Well, mine is something with the government, you know, and whether if it's federal or, you know, local law enforcement, that's my mindset. And at the end of the day, I want to do whatever is the elite of the two, you know, whether if it's federal or if it's law enforcement. So by me doing this, it wasn't anything like inclination saying, you know, I'm about to do this and why am I playing football? Come on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not the case. But doing this, it put my foot in the door in case I wanted to go there, because it's not transferable. I will say that. You can't take Texas and go to New York.
Right.
You can't take New York and go to North Carolina. Or, right. You know, but it put my foot in the door. At least I have a plan B. On the local level of law enforcement.
So 10 years from now, could you see yourself as like on the front lines in a police force, or are you more of a desk job type of guy, or what do you think?
You know, everybody who knows me, I'm about action. I want to come in and get it. I want to do things people don't do.
Very interesting. Back to football. Final question. Last year, 10.5 sacks for you. I think only 5 players in the AFC had more sacks. What do you do now in your second year? What are you looking for both individually and as a team in your second year here with the Buffalo Bills?
You keep climbing the mountain. You know, when adversity strikes, you just keep going. And I think the biggest thing for me is settling down, clearing my mind, being able to focus, which, you know, there was a lot of things going on last year. But, you know, it makes you tougher. The more adversity you go through, the more I feel like, you know, myself, like I can handle it. And last year, I felt like it was almost like my rookie year all over again, in the sense of new place, you know, it was big deal, and everything that went on with, you know, coming to Buffalo. So it's like I'm back now. Here's my second year. And I'm just, you know, I'm really excited about going after it. And like I said, the group of guys that we have here that are leading us, I have a lot of faith and, you know, a lot of dedication into going out and performing for them.
Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Mario Williams, Bills defensive end, linebacker. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.